Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Have you guys, I'm sure you guys do this, ride around Houston and all that stuff, and you look at a place, you be like, man, is that legit or is it?
It's a front.
It's a front.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I do that a lot.
With tire spots.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be looking like,
tire
spot? I went to a tire
really?
Spot. Yeah, I went to a tire spot.
In the city of Houston? Nah, them tire spots.
Man, yeah. I'll take you to one where you'll be like, oh, this got to be a front. I went in there and tried to get just a used tire, and they were like, cash only.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They were like cash only. They accept no cars or anything. It was just straight cash. And it's 24 hours. And it just looks
24 hour tire shop.
Ooh, yeah.
It looked super sketchy, man.
Although, I also have questions because if it's cash only, they might do it for the low.
No, that's the whole idea. Yeah.
That is what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
We will talk after the segment. That's all
I got. Yeah. So, so apparently, I guess it's some barbershops out here that was doing the front. I ain't gonna say all barbershops. I don't want to put them all in the same category.
Please don't.
But apparently it was a barbershop on the north side that was all the front. And this is the funniest part about this. Shout out to Lynn Cannon at KHOU. He posted this on their official social media. I want to say it's their Instagram. This is what he posted about this barbershop being a front.
Hope you survived Thanksgiving weekend. I've been doing news for more than 40 years, and this may be a first. Investigators believe a barber shop in Northwest Harris County was actually a front for a cockfighting ring. You heard me right, a cockfighting ring. Somebody called a tip. They called 911. They said, hey, there's rooster fighting on Little York Road near Aldi and Westfield. When deputies got there, folks started running. They detained four people, others escaped. Here's what they found: between 70 and 100 roosters and cockfighting paraphernalia. You know what they didn't find? No barbershop equipment. None. This is foolishness. More later.
Do you want to hear more about this?
I feel like I could enjoy the rooster fights while getting my hair cut. I feel like they really missed a great opportunity here.
Hell, Figgy's training one.
Yeah.
That's true. You do got a rooster in the backyard.
I meant to bring this up yesterday, but outside of all of the wild other dogs and animals that been in my yard, I was watching the game and looked over in my backyard. It was a rooster back there. I have no idea how it got back there. Maybe he was escaping the whole the cop fight that was going on the north side.
Yeah.
Maybe he decided the backyard was safer. But it was a random rooster.
Yeah.
I have no idea how it got back there.
It's gone now?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't even know how it left. Yeah. I didn't even see it leave, but
he
was back there for about an hour.
Yeah.
I'll post a video on my social media, but
From the 713 on the text line, that's in my area, exclamation point. Now, explain to me, young.
What is the exclamation
point? Yeah, what's the exclamation? Are you excited to go visit it? Is that what
it sounded like?
There?
He was mad, like, dang, man.
They got him.
That was right around the corner from me. I could have.
I do want to hear more, but how dumb do you have to be to not even have the barbershop equipment?
To me, that's like putting money or drugs inside of a Bible or a book. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't nobody about to pick up that book. So maybe they thought it was safe.
Somebody, you gotta at least the perception of an actual business, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of these restaurants. Probably shouldn't say that.
What are you doing? Wait a minute.
The restaurants, yeah.
Hold on. You talking about Los Pollos Locos? Yeah. Is it Los Pollos Hermanos?
I'll put it this way. There are restaurants.
Or some of them Arby's.
That I've felt the same way. I'm like, this is a front.
Here's the official story from KHOU on the fake barbershop.
Breaking news, this time from the north side tonight, where deputies broke up a major bird fighting ring along Little York Road involving dozens of roosters. Let's turn to Matt Doherty now, who is there tonight. What are you seeing, Matt?
Investigators from several agencies are inside the business right now collecting evidence. The sheriff's office tells us an anonymous tipster called 911 shortly after 2 o'clock this afternoon, reporting a rooster fighting operation happening at this location. 2 deputies were sent to check it out. When they got here, we're told the people inside started to run. 4 people were ultimately detained. Also inside, deputies tell us were at least 70 and possibly more than 100 roosters used for fighting. Deputies tell us most of them are alive, but some of them are dead. The sheriff's office says the individuals detained will likely be facing animal cruelty charges and possibly other charges. The sheriff's office says the business is listed as a barber shop. However, there were no hair cutting tools inside when they went in. Back to you.
Lord, you can hear the
roosters going crazy in the background.
And what they saying, like, hey, free my men.
Yeah. Man, you would have thought that was in Louisiana somewhere, man.
Hey, everywhere.
Why?
Man.
Why are you putting Louisiana down like
hey,
that?
Hey, man, you heard the lady talk about she couldn't, yeah. Had no chickens within the city limit.
Yeah. I do have a question.
He just called back to another mixtape.
I do have a question. Not that it matters, but I feel like my people might have been involved in
all
this.
All right.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you happen to catch any of the suspects?
I don't like where we're going right now.
I didn't.
I was like, yeah, I would plead the fifth if I
were. Yeah. No, I have no clue. I know it got to be some country ass people, right?
Yeah, it could be any, to be honest. It's everywhere, but I think it's pretty popular amongst some.
A number of people making the note that once we got to the actual news, as opposed to just putting this on social media, the parlance changed on what this ring actually was. It became a rooster fighting ring, huh?
Yeah. So, I wasn't expecting that. Now I ain't going to look at these barbershops the same. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's just a generic shop that say barbershop and nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That might be a cop fighting ring or something. Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. Have you guys heard or been keeping up with this Brian Walsh trial?
Not really. I've seen it.
It's been a lot of stuff going on. So, little backstory, Massachusetts. Brian Wash is on trial for allegedly murdering his wife, Anna. And he pleaded not guilty to this. And I want to say back in 2023, Anna disappeared and was reported missing by her coworkers and the husband.
Oh, see, I've seen stuff about this. I don't remember his name. I never remember his name. And so once I did the Google, I was like, it all flooded back to me.
Yeah. So he's currently on trial and all that. Here's Massachusetts State Police Trooper on the stand, and he's reading the guy's his search history. Mm-hmm. And remember, he pleaded not guilty. He said he ain't do none of this.
Right.
So here is Massachusetts State Police Trooper reading his whole search history on the stand.
Is it better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them? Google search. How to clean blood from a wood floor? Google search. Sure. Can I use bleach to clean my wood floors from blood stains? Dash Google search. Fair. What does bleach do to dead bodies? Google search. Mm-hmm. Want to get away with murder? Question mark. Use special detergent / Discover magazine. How to use hydrogen peroxide on blood stains? Google search. How to clean blood stains with hydrogen peroxide? Dash YouTube. Should I use hydrogen peroxide 8 on bloodstains in concrete? Google search. Can the FBI tell when you accessed your phone? Google search. Does the dishwasher clean blood? Google search. Is it possible that a knife which had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it has been washed with hot water in dishwasher soap? Dash Quora. How long do stores keep security footage? Dash Google search. How to saw a body? Google search. How to dismember a body? Google search. Hacksaw, the best tool for dismembering a body. Google search. Can you be charged with murder without a body? Google search. Murder conviction without a body. Dash Wikipedia. No corpse? Question mark. No problem. Notable murder convictions without a body. Dash A&E True Crime. Can you identify a body with broken teeth? Google search. Disposing of a body in the trash. Google search. Can I mix white vinegar to stop smells? Google search. Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? Dash Google search. Cleaning up blood without leaving a trace. Dash 5 tips, aftermath services. Are footprints easy to wash away? Google search. How long for a dismembered body to decompose? Can a body decompose in a plastic bag? Can police get your search history without your computer?
There you
Google
go.
Search. Does
like
a cell phone track your historical location? Yahoo search results.
I feel like you should have started with the last two.
He was going wow in that search history.
You got to give him credit for being detailed.
And well, no, you I don't because who? 713-572-4610. Who are these people that search really specific long searches?
Yeah.
I don't understand y'all. Like, why are you typing this in like you're talking to someone?
No, but what I'm saying is he went like point by point from teeth to you know, plastic bags.
He covered all areas.
He was trying to make sure he had everything taken care of except, you know, his laptop.
I do love, though, because I'm sure I imagine that. That cop got on the stand, did that reading. They were like, all right, so we're done here, right? Like, the police had to have seen this and be like, all right, let's go to lunch. We're done here.
Yeah, no, if I was the defense attorney, I wouldn't like, my brother, you want to change this plea? I mean, you searching
what you mean, my
this?
Brother, you need to, I'm like, hey, man, I am done working here.
Yeah, at that point, I'm like, hey, I'm working. I'm getting paid regardless. But you sure you want to roll with this not guilty plea?
Let's just plead guilty and be done
with it. Yeah, my brother.
That is wild. Yeah. That is insane.
Yeah.
And also, 281, lesson of the day, clear your Google search. That is not what happened.
Hey, that's it is not that easy, man.
It is not that you just hit the clear search button and then that's no. Don't be out here searching craziness.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, don't kill people. I would like to start there.
Let's start there.
Yeah. I feel like I should make that. That's a public service announcement from your friends at Sports Radio 610 and particularly In the Loop. Do not kill people. However, if you choose to, I'm not making that. Look, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do not have your every single thought on the internet because they got all this. Like, even if you think that you deleted it, even if you think you're in the incognito window, it's logged. It's
on the internet. Yeah, they'll find out regardless. They will whatever find you searching, they will find out.
Yes, they will.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I wonder if these two kind of wanted to kill each other. Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith. That's a beef I kind of want to know more about. And Max Kellerman, he actually hopped on with Bill Simmons. He was on the Bill Simmons podcast. And they were talking, obviously Bill Simmons going to ask him about Stephen A. Smith and what happened and all that stuff. Here's Max Kellerman and what he had to say from his viewpoint on why Stephen A. Smith didn't want to work with him anymore.
If you're doing a debate show and you're a competitive person, why would you want me as a partner? That's bad. You want to go 15 rounds every day with Muhammad Kellerman? That's just bad. You know, it's embarrassing, you know?
So you think that was part of it? He didn't want to put the time in? Or like just wanted a different type of show? What, like what's
put
your take looking back 2 years later?
I don't think it has to do with put the time in. It's, you know, it's a debate show. I have an idea. This is what I want to put on TV. I want to spar Bud Crawford every day for 15 rounds and I want everyone to see it. Eventually, you're going to say, I don't want to do that anymore. That's one aspect of it. There are others. In other words, that's what I could tell you from my point of view.
Yeah.
And I also think that if you make a calculation that if you can be perceived as a solo act, really, that you can get paid at a certain level that you can't if you're not a solo act, then you'd like to be a solo act or at least perceived that way.
There's a lot to that.
Yeah, I think he got a really good point, man. Yeah.
I feel like we should start with Max Kellerman does not have struggle with a poor identity, right? Like he feels himself.
He's self confident. Yeah.
Muhammad Kellerman, brother. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm making that up.
I think it's some truth to that, man, because it was a few times. It wasn't just one time where Max Kellerman got over on Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
It was a couple times where he kind of made Stephen A. look a little silly.
Yeah.
And it went viral and all that stuff to the point T.O. even said, Max Kellerman is blacker than you.
Yeah.
I think he said something like that where I felt like it would be better for Stephen A. to be that solo act and kind of be more Stephen A. and friends type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think that last part of him getting more money, I don't know if Stephen A. would have got paid as much as he is now if he was just doing a show with him and somebody else.
That's probably true. But what I was talking about, there is a lot at the highest levels. There is a lot of, can I consistently beat this guy in a debate? Skip Bayless notoriously.
Yeah.
And I don't have any particular examples other than I've heard that he has vetted the potential, you know, partners, you know, that he's had over the years consistently to make sure, I can beat this guy consistently. I don't know about this guy, so I don't want him. You know, same thing with Stephen A. I can beat this guy consistently. I don't know about this guy, so I don't want him. It happens a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel like, and now to be fair, Max Kellerman is feeling himself a lot.
Well, sure.
But I do feel like, I do feel like it's a tough day, mm-hmm. you know, going against somebody like a Max Kellerman every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen A, who is out here doing everything, and now I got to wake up in the morning and bring my A game to this guy, knowing I got to do NBA Countdown later on, I got to do SportsCenter this day.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to get the best Stephen A going against somebody like a Max Kellerman every single day.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I do believe – And Kellerman did have his number occasionally.
It was a few times.
Yeah.
I just love that he was like, why did he get me out of there? Because I was whooping his ass up and down the field. You mean?
You want to go 15 rounds with Bud Crawford?
Muhammad Kellerman. Which is a weird combination. Muhammad Kellerman.
Yeah.
Well, he could change his name if he wants to be called Muhammad Kellerman. Then damn it, he's going to be called Muhammad Kellerman.
Yes.
Yeah. And also real quick, rest in peace to Eldon Campbell.
Yeah, man.
I know him as a Laker and played for, was it Clemson? He came out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away at the age of 57. Don't know what the cause of death is, but that's just like a random player I always think about, like, Eldon Campbell, and just, you know, during that time era basketball. So rest in peace to him.
Yeah,
there you go. Another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see anything mixtape worthy that you want to send to the man, all right, it's been a fun one to this point. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, but before we get there, I want to talk a little bit more about this Josh Simmons news. How does this hit you, and what do you expect to see? Plus, I have this little thought. There's a couple of goats in sports that are trying to make comebacks. Which one feels more realistic? We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.